Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures. And hey, you know what? Livestock futures ended with a real nice day on Friday.
They really did. We saw upside not only in our cattle complex, but our lean hog futures also. Box beef prices continued higher last week. We saw cash cattle trade as near as we can tell for highs around 161 to 162. We also saw last week the hog futures continue higher. Cash hog prices and pork cutout values all traded higher last week. Choice box beef was up 54 cents. The select boxes up 98 cents. Total movement of 139 loads Friday. Cattle kill Friday, 115,000 head. The weekly kill, 567,000. And the cash feeder index was down 60 cents. Now, on the close Friday, June cattle were $2.12 higher. August feeders, 82 cents higher. And June lean hogs, $1.32 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And Tom, as we take a quick look at these grain futures, well, good news, similar story. Grain also having a nice day at the close on Friday.
That's right. Friday, led by the wheat futures, we saw the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans all close higher, Dave. There was no fresh news to really go along with the higher trade. It seemed to be mainly technical in nature. For the week, we saw July corn close unchanged. July KC wheat gained 8 cents, and July soybeans gained 11 cents last week for the week. Now, this afternoon is our weekly crop progress report at 3 o'clock. Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock is a monthly supply and demand report, and trading overnight has been mostly mixed and in light to moderate volume. At the moment, July KC wheat is 2.25 cents lower. July corn's down a penny. July soybeans trading 2 cents higher. July cotton is down 106 points. June crude oil is 13 cents higher. The June dollar index is up 36 cents, and June Dow Jones futures 6 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We're going to visit with you again tomorrow and certainly look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning, though, and that's the latest from me and Tom Leffler. For Tom, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.